Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Berry Lime Mountain Dew that's out now, it tastes like Skittles.
Berry Lime?
I don't drink Mountain Dew.
It's like the Game Fuel they have right now.
I think it's a 7-Eleven exclusive Mountain Dew.
No, it's just a Game Fuel. It's like they always have two flavors of Game Fuel every year.
It's a blue one.
You said it shouldn't glow? You know the Fallout... Oh, well, you don't know much about Fallout,
yeah,
I think.
Fallout, their Quantum, whatever.
Oh, that's going
to
be awesome.
I am
going
to be all over that.
I know, right?
I'm going to try to get some.
Like, we're going to find out, like, after it comes out.
I'm going to buy a pack, and I'm going to have it, and then I'm going to save it until December 9th.
The day I'm just going to look, the day it comes out, I'm going to be like, oh, this is so good, Alex.
Except you won't.
What?
Fallout 4.
Nuka-Cola.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm not going to drink. I'm staying off soda for, like, 6 weeks, so.
Wow, I totally just bought nothing but soda.
It's okay, there's
I'll
tea.
Remember that.
I love tea.
Okay. Next time I will think of you.
It's all good. I didn't say anything.
I have every intention... I have every intention of streaming my Fallout 4 gameplay for FRG. And the only thing that's going to stop me is that Fallout 4 comes out on the 10th. I have my first test for my EA exam the next day. Mm. So I'm like,
ouch.
Everything in my fiber says I'm going to play that game for many, many hours. And I'm going to have to fight it for 24 hours until after I finish my test.
So,
it'll be all the sweeter.
A couple weeks ago... We went and bought our flights for Christmas,
uh-huh.
And I think I mentioned before that Ross's card got compromised, so his bank canceled it, sent a new one. So he went on Amazon, and he replaced it. But Amazon, I don't know why they haven't done this, when you switch your card, you have to literally go and change every transaction that you have pre-ordered or whatever. So...
Oh, geez.
Johanna Basford's coloring book came out October 27th, and I didn't get it in the mail. And I was, like, sad because I'd been waiting for it for a couple months. And Ross was, well, I'm really glad it happened to you because you could just go get it to Target. Because if that happened to my Fallout Pip-Boy edition, I wouldn't have been able to get another one.
Nothing says love like I'm glad it happened to you.
Yeah.
Those were sold out in like 2 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God.
I got one of those.
I'm going to save up for it. I'm going to get it. And then I was like, oh, it's not happening.
No, they were sold out of it at Best, like from Best Buy's website, were sold out of it within 20 minutes.
Wow.
Oh.
Fast.
Oh my God.
How did you get one, Eddie? You got like second wave.
I got lucky. And before I explain, and I think I explained the podcast before, I'll explain it again. But before I do that, I have to say, welcome to FRG Weekly, episode 13.
Oh, yes.
Because I've been recording for like 3 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Well, hello, everybody.
Because Kelsey knows how this game works.
I was just about to ask when you're going to start that
recording. Exactly. I was just about to tell you, hey, you should start recording now.
I almost spilled it out when she started talking about like, credit card stuff. I was like, oh, wait. Do we want that? Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to say anything.
So what's his credit card number again?
I got his number.
Oh, okay.
What's the code on the back?
And the social security.
Yeah.
And expiration date.
So you have that as a downloadable PDF on the link to the show page, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll really appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay, so when I got the Pip-Boy edition, it didn't occur to me when I was looking at the press conference to like jump on the website and order it. So I totally missed that part of it. And I think like 2 weeks later, after they started talking about it, I just literally woke up one day and I thought, I'm going to check the website right now. Like, and the Amazon website. And there it was. Pip-Boy edition, ready to go. Bye. And that was it. And it was sold out again like an hour later or something. I had no indicator. I was just pure instinct that I was able to like pull up Pip-Boy edition.
Randomly
nice.
Get it.
Oh. Nice.
I saw an unboxing of it from, I think, Nerdist. Nerdist did an unboxing of it. It was either that or PC Gamer. I can't remember now which one it was. And, I mean, it looks really nice.
Nice.
So I'm really excited. I don't know how it's really going to work functionally, but even if it doesn't function, I'll just display it somewhere. It's fine.
It's supposed to work, though, right? Like, with your actual phone.
Well, yeah, but who knows how good the app is. I mean, that being said, I kind of have faith that the app will be fine.
The app was pretty good.
The MGS cell phone app was pretty good.
Yeah,
like well, for Ground Zeroes, I don't know if it worked for the other.
our phone doesn't have enough memory, so I can't freaking download a new app for MGS 5.
I'm just excited to play Fallout 4. I just want that so bad.
I don't like Fallout 3, but I really am excited for 4. I think it's going to be... It looks more interesting than 3 for some reason.
Did you play New Vegas?
Yeah. I liked it. I liked that worse than Fallout
3. Really? I loved New Vegas. And I
didn't
like
Fallout New Vegas. Not as much as 3.
I don't understand that. Like, I mean... Well, I don't know what it was. I love the experience in New Vegas better.
The problem with it was it just seemed like a big DLC rather than a new game.
Exactly. That's what it was to me.
It's what it just... Like, I've tried to play it several times, and I get, like, partway through it, and then I lose interest, and then I end up selling it for something else.
I also like the mechanics in Fallout 3 a little bit better, too. I just thought it was just better.
I feel everything was more refined in New Vegas. I don't know what it was. I loved Fallout 3, of course. Like, don't get me wrong there, but I've only replayed that once, and I've replayed New Vegas like 6 or 7 times.
It's magical about that. I think I know the problem that I have with it.
What?
It's because I played Fallout 3 to the point where I was like just a wasteland god, and I would go around and destroy everything, you know, that kind of thing. And then I went to New Vegas, and I just kind of sucked again. And I was like, I don't want to go through all this.
So how do you think Fallout 4 is going to work out?
Fallout 4 is going to be different, because it's going to be a different game.
Bethesda games are just too big for me to replay more than once. Like, I can't deal with Skyrim. I've tried so many times.
See, I am the opposite. I have never been able to finish a playthrough of Skyrim, and I've started like 5 different times.
You kind of have to replay them just to see all the content, though.
No, you don't replay them. You just continue playing them.
That's not... Well, no, because...
You play some things.
With Fallout, at least, you have, you know, missions that you can only do if you're good, or you have missions you can only do if you're bad.
Yeah, that's true.
I never once worked for Kaiser, though, in New Vegas. I couldn't do it.
Which one's Kaiser?
He was...
Oh, Kaiser. Yeah.
He was a slave owner from Arizona.
Yeah. No, I kill that guy.
But in, I just couldn't stomach it.
But in Fallout 3, I was like, I'm going to see how evil I can make my character. So,
well, I mean, if you had to blow up Megaton, that was totally okay.
No, okay, here's what I did. I blew up Megaton, and then, you know,
you're going to blow up a city in this game. I don't know if you've seen that before.
Yeah, you did an atomic bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I blew it up, and then I went to Tenpenny Tower. You know, they all welcomed me in. And so I started doing some side quests for them, and then I was like, you know what? I don't like these guys anymore. So what I did was I barred the doors to Tenpenny Tower with stuff, and so nobody could get out.
Yes.
And then I started killing them.
Oh my.
One by one, and every time I killed them, I had the cannibal perk, so I ate them in front of everybody else. And then I killed the next one until all of Tenpenny Tower was gone.
The whole thing. Yeah, that was pretty... I was there. I witnessed it.
You can do a lot in those games. Like,
you really can. I was like, I want
to
see...
I'm going to convince Ross to let me try it out. Although I'm going to fight him for it.
And you know what? And it's... I mean, it's kind of big in the hardcore gaming scene, but it's not like a difficult game to pick up.
Yeah, no.
Like,
no.
It's really easy to kind of get into, and they give you baby steps where it's needed. Actually, Fallout 3 was literally baby steps, funny enough. Like, you start out as a baby in the game.
Oh, yeah. And Liam Neeson's your father.
Liam Neeson's your father.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
So, I remember when I was playing Fallout 3 one time, and I had, there's that town that's under attack by the super mutants. Remember the, Yeah, you know, everybody knows. I just sat back and waited as the super mutants killed everybody in the town, and then I killed them.
I can't remember if it's I think it's New Vegas, the one that has where you go up in the mountain, and then there's a super mutant named Granny,
and
she can follow you around and hit people with like a gun or with a thing.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Okay, see, wait, that means nothing to you, but basically, two things: when super mutants are like. Biologically engineered people made from another earlier version of the game, like one or two, created these super engineered people, and one of them you could be a friend with in the New Vegas game that was an Orion-aged version of this, but also schizophrenic, and can turn invisible.
Oh, fun!
And eventually you have to decide whether you like her invisibility power so much you want to make it better, but she becomes more crazy, or if you make her help her become more stable. And I don't know what the perk was of that, but, you know, you kind of felt bad for, you know, the mutated person that you befriended and kills people with you. So, sometimes you don't do that.
Oh, okay.
and then one of the other companions in that game was the guy from Machete. I'm skipping his name.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was he played one of the ghouls that you can go save.
That's awesome!
That is pretty awesome. Was it you who caught that one mutant tree on fire?
Yep. you know the roots in the roots mission in Fallout 3?
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy who got turned into a living tree, and I guess he's in pain. And he wants to die, and he says the best way to do it is to go down into under his roots and kill his heart. That'll kill him without pain. I lit him on fire. Again, I was trying to see just how evil it could go, and I really felt bad at the end of that. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, no.
Seriously, we're all talking about the really bad stuff you can do, but there's just like endearing moments in the game, too, but they're not as fun to talk about. I mean, they're heartwarming.
Yeah, when you find your dad, and then he's like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, that happens in number three. If you're a bad character,
it's not every day you called an asshole by Liam Neeson.
I know. But
speaking of evil things, I had to bring up NU Vegas. There is a mission where these ghouls were formed a cult, and they believe that they can go to a promised land via rocket. While you're trying to help them, can program the rocket to crash.
To crash and
so you can literally watch them like launch and go, whoa!
Yeah.
I kind of thought that was what they always did anyway.
No, you
I've never seen another outcome.
You can help them succeed.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Because I wasn't being bad in that one, so I thought maybe that was the only outcome was
maybe
they crash.
Maybe you just have to have a higher science score in order to make it happen.
Yeah, I just gotta be better, because that is an early on.
Yeah, but that part's way complicated, like, to even get into. Like,
oh, really?
Like, the different stats you can have.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah.
Talking about doing evil things
but yeah,
in
you can
video
science.
Games...
I would do the science.
So what made you feel worse, Alex? Lighting that guy on fire in that tree? Or in Bioshock 2 when you used the little sisters to collect more Adam and then you killed them to collect more
Adam?
I don't know. Probably the guy on fire because he screamed.
Well, so did the little sisters.
He screamed and he screamed bad.
No. Bioshock 2 when they actually start screaming.
Did they start?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, they screamed. Well, because nobody really plays Bioshock 2.
I
love Bioshock 2.
Yeah, love
it was
Bioshock
good.
I know. But nobody really plays it more than once. But it's still one of those games.
Whatever. It was awesome playing a Big Daddy.
I know.
I love that.
I love
that part.
Game. Don't get me wrong, I love that game. But the little sister screamed
the
in that game.
The big sister? That thing was crazy. I love
that
game.
Oh, that
I
thing
know.
Was awesome.
Big sister's cool.
Are you familiar with Bioshock, Kelsey?
No.
So... steampunk underwater city Atlantis wannabe video
best
game.
Game ever.
This sounds really
dystopia.
Cool.
It is really awesome.
Throughout
they're
the
really
game,
good.
You can power yourself up either by doing it the hard way and collecting these atoms. I think it was atoms, right?
Yeah.
From random stuff,
yeah.
Or you could find what these like genetic projects called Little Sisters, which were humans that were engineered to like physically be able to manifest atoms inside their own body, and you can harvest them from them.
Yes.
Which ends up killing
which
them.
Which kills them.
But
in Bioshock... See, in Bioshock 1...
You do it
1,
a dozen
can,
times.
Yeah. In Bioshock 1, you can save them or you can kill them. Killing them gives you more Adam...
For better upgrades.
So that way you
upgrades.
Can be stronger. And then saving them, sometimes they'll give you a perk or something like that later on.
And they save you at the end of the game.
Yeah, exactly. They save you at the end of the game. Well, in Bioshock 2... they added a little feature where you can actually use the little sisters to collect more Adam for you, and then you have the choice of whether to save them or kill them, and then you can just kill them and collect all of that Adam, and it's just
See,
terrible.
I didn't play a bad guy in the Bioshock 2.
It's really terrible. I just, each time I did that, I was just like, oh.
It's kind of a wonder why they question us gamers sometimes, because some games let us do some twisted stuff.
Yeah. It's only when you specifically want to see how far that rabbit hole goes.
Like, I mean, there's something...
like I did with 3.
There's something cathartic about it when you, like go down that road. I mean, there's some... Like I told you, like, there's some roads I can't go down. Like, I can't be a slave owner in Fallout New Vegas. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just, like, every fiber of my being, like, cringes at the possibility of that happening. But, like... You know, killing the ghouls in the rocket ship wasn't that hard.
I could probably do the same thing. I wouldn't want to, but I'd still do it. I'd force myself to go through that just to see it.
Oh, I killed the slavers and the people who were being slave and the slaves. I killed both of them.
You just killed them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just anarchy. Have you not played a game like they give you that kind of choices yet, Kelsey?
No. I play, like, happy, fun games for the most part.
You might be better adjusted than the rest of us.
I think the most awkward game or twisted game that I play is Persona.
That game is so great.
That makes you do twisted stuff without having to choose.
Well, yeah, well, that's like the kid like shooting himself, so his persona comes out. It's like really awkward.
That messed me up so much when I first saw that cinematic, like trying to play that game years before I actually got really into it. Yeah, it was like, so the mechanic is that I have to shoot myself to some of my abilities. Wow.
Yeah, I always
thought wow, Japan. Really wow.
It's fun games.
I just jumped right in. I was like, well, all right, let's do this.
Is Persona 5 only next gen, or is it previous gen too? Do you know?
I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter, because we're covered.
I know we're covered.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Still, because I know some people who love Persona, but they don't have the next gen. So
I believe it's not exclusive to the next gen, or the current gen. I think the previous gen has it.
Okay.
I think. You can probably look that up at some point. Have you ever played The Sims, Kelsey?
No, I have not.
See, that's another thing you can do twisted stuff in.
Oh, God. Really?
Grand Theft Auto?
No. Ross has, but not. I've watched him play.
You're right. You haven't played any games where you can do twisted things.
No, because
Kingdom
really
Hearts, you can't do anything twisted.
No, not really, no.
You can't do anything twisted in the games we just talked about.
Yeah, Nintendo games are pretty...
Have you played Monopoly?
Yes.
Then she's played the most twisted game of all.
I hate Monopoly.
It's so boring.
I hate playing against my dad. My dad is the worst.
And Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, there we go.
But that's different.
I don't know. It still takes a special type of twistedness to play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Except the darkness.
There's some really horrible card combinations, but they're just so
It takes a special type of twisted to play that game with people who don't know half of the cards. So then you have to explain what these cards mean. And then you have a lot of... Yes. Caitlin Irby as well. Then you have a lot of people who make up cards... And you just go, I have to read off the card, Naked Cartoon Pussy.
I think that was Dylan.
Yes, that one was Dylan.
See, the only time that I have a hard time with that game is with people that I don't know. Generally, the other ideas and concepts and nouns and whatever, like, usually I know them. It's just people that I'm horrible with. And that's actually more so with Apples to Apples rather than Cards Against Humanity, because Cards Against Humanity is usually pretty good about putting... really common stuff. I feel.
I know I'm very bad with words, so I don't agree with that.
That's just me.
What is it?
What?
Didn't you eat it? I thought you ate it. Why didn't you eat this?
He gave up soda, not Big Macs.
But I mean, why didn't you eat this?
Hey, not too long before.
He gave you food. You questioned it.
I thought you were hungry. I am questioning it. Huh?
We had dinner, like, literally.
Yeah, I ate a little bit before we came, so.
Actually...
This morning, when I woke up, because I didn't go back home last night after Halloween, since I drank, I just went to my friend's house.
I'll be right back.
And so
I didn't go home either.
They tell me, like, how would you feel about going to San Diego Comic-Con next year? And I was like, that'd be cool. So I guess his sister went last year, and they do this thing where whoever went the previous year, you get, like, a pre-pass to, like, sign up, pre-registration or whatever.
Oh, nice.
So you get tickets... before other people who haven't gone.
Oh.
And so, potentially, we might go. I don't know. But they're suggesting for the costumes to do League of Legends, and I have no idea anything about that game, besides the fact that when I lived with a few of them for a while, that's all they played at night, League of Legends, like, constantly. So, but they told me, I was like, you're gonna have to tell me who to dress up is, because I really have no idea. But they told me there's this girl named Caitlin, and she's, like, a steampunk kind of chick. She's purple and she has a huge ass gun. I was like, I could be down for that because all of that
like huge ass guns.
Exactly. So that might be something that we could do.
I can't think who that character is because I don't play enough League of Legends.
I can Google it. I know that people listening will be able to see it. But she's pretty awesome looking. Especially since my favorite color is purple and she wears purple. It's a good fit for me.
Cool.
Oh, you got it up? You should show you. She's pretty awesome. Although, I have no idea how I would do the gun. The gun is, like, massive.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so she's, like, steampunk with her huge-ass hat and...
Her hat looks like, Mad Hatter.
Exactly. I was thinking that same thing too.
You're gonna rock it, girl.
That's only if we go, but I think that would be pretty fun. So this will give me a taste of what, or the TCC one will give me a taste of what Comic-Con's like. I know it's a lot smaller than the one at San Diego, but oh god, yes.
I feel like every time I go to a Comic-Con, like the Aladdin song plays in my head, the whole new world.
It's like, oh, so much stuff.
Oh,
a whole new world.
Ross, exactly.
Ross is going to be able to go.
Yeah! Sweet!
Which is exciting because there's a...
Sorry, podcast listeners.
To,
I yelled.
I don't know.
I think my singing
was a
little bit louder.
Be on standby
next
week for parts of some sort. So because of that, he's working days that he normally wouldn't. So he's getting ready.
Are you going to be able to go on Sunday, Heffley?
No.
Oh.
Did you try?
Yes, actually, I did try. I work.
There is do or there's... Or, wait, how does
do
that...
Do or do not, there is no try.
Okay, thank you. I need... Well, obviously, I need
oh
to watch...
Oh, my goodness.
I need to
come
rewatch...
On,
this. I'm sorry. Obviously, I got some homework to do between now
you
and December 13th.
You need to have more soda because you need to wake up a little bit more.
I'm
geez.
Sorry. I was up almost the entire night babysitting kids.
Babysitting
I mean,
kids.
It was fun to a degree.
Up the entire night babysitting kids. Mm-hmm. Something doesn't make sense there.
Youth group lock-in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We talked about it last week.
I forgot about that. I wasn't paying attention.
What is our current topic, people?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well,
I can't figure it out.
Sorry,
we were talking about sadistic things you do in video games. That's kind of like what happened. I was also going to ask, well, I guess we heard part of it already. I was going to ask how people's Halloween went. Halloween post-mortem.
It was pretty uneventful. I was going to go to a party with Heffley. Mm-hmm. Me and her were going to go. But she wasn't feeling good, so we stayed home.
I worked.
And what, you didn't go to Meredith and Keith's party?
I did go to Meredith and Keith's party. I got drunk.
So, like, every other weekend?
I slept on their couch.
Did you dress
I
up
woke
as something?
Up. Hmm?
Did you dress up as something?
No, I dressed up as my off work clothes.
a Best Buy employee.
Street Heffley. That was his costume.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Mm. But I slept on the couch. I woke up this morning, turned on football, and saw the disgrace that was the Detroit Lions, and then I went to work. So that was my Halloween.
Nice.
I dressed up as an off-brand Mario. And really, I bought the whole costume, but I really just needed the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have overalls and a red shirt from my mining job.
Mm-hmm.
I have overalls, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear it all the time. And I have a long-sleeve red shirt.
Really
I didn't have
but
a hat.
Red overalls?
No.
Shirt.
No, blue. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He's blue overalls. That's
yeah.
right.
I wasn't Super Mario. I was just regular Mario.
Yes, that's right.
So yeah, I end up having to spend a bunch of money at the Spirit of Halloween just for that. So,
mm-hmm.
No bueno.
But it was okay. I wore it for like 3 hours and that was it. That was the use of my costume. I might even wear it at Comic-Con next week just so I can dress up as something, but we'll see about that. Yeah, the rest of the night was just taking care of kids. And I helped make, attempt to make jam out of prickly pear fruit. That was an unexpected activity that kind of came up from it.
How did that work out?
It was a grueling process for the other person that did it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was Luke. Wait, I'm not talking about, we don't
oh,
know.
Okay.
Luke kind of got roped into doing the majority of that work while I babysat the kids.
Prickly pear jam is very delicious, though.
I think the end result, though, is that it's going to be more syrupy. I don't think we put enough of a certain ingredient that I can't remember the name of.
Pectin?
Yes. Wow, does everyone just know this? I am really, like, not versed in this.
I've never made jam.
You just pulled that out of nowhere. I'll give you this.
I just know a slight amount of jam making. I've never actually made it, but I was interested.
So we didn't put enough pectin.
My grandma used to do that all the time. My grandma Heffley.
Mm-hmm. Grandma Heffley.
She used to go out to the farms and everything. Or my grandpa would go out to the farms. They would pick out, like, plums and apricots and things like that, then they would take it back. She would make, like, jars of jam, like, hundreds of jars worth of jelly, like, from apricots and plums.
Nice.
The best.
I
want to
make, like,
so good.
Canned tomatoes for, like, stews and stuff.
FRG brand jelly, guys. Let's do it.
I know. Let's
do it. That's how we're going to make it big, guys.
We need to make prickly pear syrup, because prickly pear syrup...
Well, I have a bunch of that now, because we didn't put enough of that pectin. So we have a ton of that. Prickly
pear syrup goes good with vodka and
what?
Sprite and
really?
Juice. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys right now that even though I helped make this, I have no idea what the real application is, because I don't eat jam, so I don't know.
You've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I'm not a fan.
Or in baking.
I don't know when you use it.
Mm.
What about jam-filled donuts?
No, I'm not a fan of that either.
Meatballs.
What?
Didn't you put jelly in meatballs?
Yeah. I did. That was
yeah.
Also, my family makes this thing called the Ebbeskiver, which is a Danish, like, it's almost like a round pancake, but it's different batter. And we, once they're done, we rip it in half, dip it in butter a little bit, then some sugar and jam.
That sounds delicious.
Freaking amazing.
Mm.
Nice.
And the pan is cast iron, has 7 little divots, so you make 7, like a batch of 7. We obviously make more than that, because that goes really, really quickly, but it's just a batch of 7.
I want a cast iron skillet with that.
I have
The divots. So that way you can cook things on it without... things that can roll easily, you can cook that on it without it.
You can make eggs probably in it.
Yeah.
Except I don't do that.
I'm trying to picture what a cast iron skillet is.
Cast iron is a heavy-ass skillet that's made out of
cast iron. The biggest heavy-ass can.
You can beat somebody over the head and they will probably get unconscious.
You know what a cast iron skillet is. It's a weapon in many zombie video games.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, now I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
that's really sad.
Yeah.
But mine has 7 divots. It's not, like, there's flat cast iron pans and then there's, like, griddle-style cast iron pans.
So what are the points of the divots?
To make the round pancake-like dough.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You cook it, and you pour in the batter, and then once it gets a little cooked on the other side, you flip it over, cook the other side.
It's perfect for hot dogs.
Hmm. Wait, what? Why?
Because
hot
dogs don't roll. Not my particular pan.
Is my phone ringing?
Yes, your phone is ringing.
But it's amazing. So
it's your mom.
One of these days, I'll have to make...
You all take over. Why?
I was going to cancel it, but then it was your mom, so...
It's a good thing you did not do that.
And we're barrenless.
Or then, like, and...
I've done that to her mom several times.
Yeah.
Rings.
But that's not Eddie's mom.
But see, Eddie's mom would really get mad at me if I did that.
She would.
Her mom gets mad at me all the time. I don't care.
It's true. Well, no, she doesn't get mad. She's just like... She gets irritated.
Right. See, but Eddie's mom would actually get mad.
I should have mind. It's just that I haven't seen them all weekend for the most part because I was at that lock-in. So, I went to have lunch with them, but I was still so incoherent when I had lunch with them that I was pretty much falling asleep at the table, and I barely remember being there.
That's funny.
So that was a good time. So what did you do for Halloween?
That's why you don't get kids drunk, Eddie.
What?
You
were incoherent this morning.
No, for lack of,
forget it. Never mind. It wasn't funny.
We all can't relate to your incoherentness, Heffley.
My brain goes off on these tangents and nobody follows. Yep.
But
anyway,
he does a lot of the time. Actually, I think he's the closest one who understands you sometimes.
No,
and I didn't even get it.
No, Alex didn't get it. It's fine. It's done.
Yeah, we don't get Heffley.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you, Kelsey.
No,
bring us back.
My friend just had a little house party, so there's probably 10 of us. And
who'd you wear?
Huh? Oh, what? I had a Wonder Woman corset and a black leather jacket. Not
a
real leather
woman?
Jacket.
Did I say water?
No, you said Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I heard Wonder Woman.
What is
Aquaman, but it was an opposite feeling.
There is. Her
is
name
there?
Is Mira.
Why?
And it's his wife.
Okay, but I was
Water Woman. We've got to address this here.
I would like to point out that Mira is infinitely cooler than Aquaman. Just saying.
Well, yes.
Okay.
I was reading one of the issues of Aquaman, and she started draining the water out of someone's body and killing him slowly. It was awesome.
That's terrible.
It was awesome.
Katara from Last Airbender
can
do
say,
that.
Yeah, I know.
She can.
The
but that's
blood
not
bending.
The water. It's the blood.
It's blood
but it's because there's water in blood?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we're 90%.
I didn't take biology
in
high school. Or yeah, I didn't. I just don't remember any of it.
Who remembers high school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember because that's when I met Heffley.
Oh, I know, Eddie.
You're so cute.
I know. He
Oh, I hated high school, though.
So you rocked the Wonder Woman?
I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah, Ross said that there's, like, this version of her where she's wearing, like, a jacket and stuff and jeans or pants. I don't know if they're jeans. But, so, 2 years ago, he helped me make my own costume, so I don't have to buy a lot of stuff. So I just rewore it this year because I was lazy. And, yeah, my friends had pajama, like, panda, fox, and Wookiee outfits. That was fun. And somebody went as Marty McFly, another one went as Mayhem and Flo.
Wait, Mayhem? Who? What?
Mayhem? Like
Mayhem, the Allstate.
Oh, insurance, yeah.
Allstate. And then. And
the
then
only his, good insurance commercials.
His girlfriend was Flo, so it was pretty interesting. And
I'm a typical
teenage girl.
We played
a game called Exploding Kittens, which I think Chris has, right?
Yes.
So my friend also. He helped with the Kickstarter, and he got the game, too, and that was pretty
Exploding Kittens is a great game. You need to find it.
That is a great game. Who do I know has
Chris?
It?
Besides Pings?
Besides Pings.
I don't know.
What was it, that card game we played?
Yeah.
Exploding Kittens.
Yeah. It's from the guy. Yeah, it's from the oatmeal, right?
There was... Oh, that was
at
Will.
Party, yeah.
Will has it. No,
but not Will. Tony.
Tony, review.
Oh. Review.
Yes. Yes. Review.
I always get it mixed up. Which version's which?
No,
I think I got it right that time.
Review. Right? Isn't it review? Review.
I thought it was.
I don't
yes.
know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sorry, Tony.
Yeah. Sorry, we're butchering your name. But I haven't seen him in a while, so.
Well, you know, I thought we were waiting on the blue screen for that, but okay.
I know.
Other things.
On what you were saying before, like about phoning it in. Like I pretty much almost phoned in. I did phone in my costume. It wasn't until yesterday that I decided I wasn't wearing anything at all. Like, it was like, I had to be at this lock-in place by, like, 5 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And it was, like, 3 o'clock when I decided, bro, maybe I should do something. What can I cobble together in my house? And I was like, oh, wait, I have actually own overalls now. And I have a red shirt somewhere. I can go as Mario. I've never done this before.
Nice.
I've never dressed up as Mario before.
Too bad you didn't have the mustache.
I know. George Mavros, if you're listening to this, this is your fault.
Why?
But
he's the coworker that I lost in a bet while playing fantasy football. That's how I lost my mustache.
Wasn't that last year?
No, it was 2 years ago now.
Well, wait, so you can't grow it back ever?
I don't know. It just hasn't felt right yet. I haven't reclaimed that. Well, I did pretty good last year. I got second place. So maybe I did reclaim my dignity for it. But I'm kind of used to it without it now.
Eddie. If I score more than 100 points this week in fantasy football, you can regrow your mustache. Want to make that bet?
No.
Why?
Because where is the honor in that?
Football.
Yeah, it's football. Come on now.
I
you can do it, Eddie.
Because
I already have scored over 100 points in
then
fantasy
it sucks.
Football.
Exactly.
My sister's boyfriend had the most kick-ass Jack Sparrow costume.
Dude,
it was
Jack Sparrow
just
costume
dead
was
on.
Awesome.
And he had to spend Halloween and the night before
at work. Right?
Aww.
So, who saw his costume was customers.
It was kick-ass, though.
It was, like,
it was really
like,
good.
Like, really awesome, though.
Like that
crap.
Was a really good costume.
Oh, speaking of kick-ass costumes, did you guys hear about Heidi Klum and her costume?
No.
She did a Jessica Rabbit costume. But, like, she, like, created a body cast for it. So she has, like, all the proportions of Jessica Rabbit in real life.
Huh.
Including, like, the gravity-defying, like, figure.
Very awesome.
You were gonna say tits, weren't you?
No. No. Hefley, this is where you're projecting
an all-ages show, Hefley. Come on.
Come on.
You're projecting again.
What else would be gravity-defying?
Yeah, what
I said
gravity-defying
figure.
Would be gravity-defying.
Yeah,
and I meant that.
Else on
this is a
well, yeah.
all ages show.
The
definitely.
Ass.
I don't actually. I'm an ass guy, so I don't recall.
I mean,
I don't recall.
Come on. Anyway,
I'm saying you should look it up because I mean it's pretty spot on. Like it.
Break out the phones again.
What is it?
Yeah, no. Everybody's
Heidi Klum,
Jessica
at Rabbit.
It now. So speaking of,
oh,
so
okay.
Remember, you saw yesterday. My mom posted that video.
Yeah.
Or that video that we've posted from years ago on Facebook.
And
the
I
monkey
it.
Mask. I forgot that I made it so much more terrifyingly creepy because I can sniff and cause it to
I know.
Look
I was
like
watching
it was
that.
Sniffing.
It looks so creepy when you do that.
It's so great because that mask just forms around my face.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that was the actual... Yeah, I mean, it might be the actual costume. I couldn't tell. That was a picture I hadn't seen before.
Yeah, I think it's her. It says how you can take Talon seriously, guys. You don't like it?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that earlier.
Ah.
So that's their the gravity-defying figure.
Yeah.
That was organic. I didn't, like process it as I was trying to find something else to put around it. That just what made sense to me.
Just say titties, Eddie.
Why? Just it was not necessary.
Just say it.
Titties.
Okay.
That's all it just wasn't
to
necessary.
That's all I wanted to hear.
I thought it was more poetic the way I put it.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
My cup.
That snapped really easily.
Yeah, it did.
That did not take any,
I'm glad I drank all the tea out of that.
I know, right?
That would have been horrible.
That would have been fun. Just snap. Oh.
It was,
all over everything.
My phone, the PS4, that Surface.
I would cry if I got on the PS4. Like, I'd be done for the night.
Just like, to the table.
I'm done. No more. No more of this night.
Okay, bring it back to a local flavor here now.
Okay.
We're going to talk this we're going to bring this up now because TCC is coming up this weekend, next
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, it is, buddy.
We're like 10 days, what, not 10 days.
Like
math.
Six.
Seven, six.
Like,
I can't do math. I can't math. Okay, yeah, so we're not that far off from Tucson Comic Con. So that means that after this episode, we'll probably stop talking about it so much. Except next week, we'll do, talk about having gone to it. But you won't hear us blab about it every episode starting next week.
No, we'll just talk about the next year.
Yeah.
When we go to Tucson Comic Con next year.
Yeah!
No, guys, we're going straight from Tucson Comic Con to San Diego.
San Diego
just
Comic
Con.
We're just going to
buy
have a booth
now.
Yeah, buy
book
a booth.
It now, guys. Who the fuck are you? We're Front Row Geeks.
We're Front Row Geeks. We're the frontier of geekdom.
we're here.
Oh, we have a podcast.
Woo! So does everybody else.
A podcast.
You stream sometimes.
We have a podcast, and we have streams, and
we have
other things
video.
That we're not going to mention right now because they're in production.
Dude,
we have things in production.
I watched our YouTube video, and it made me laugh so much.
Which one?
The Loot Crate one.
Oh, I haven't.
The BTS.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Did
watched
you watch?
You just see when I get the hat or open the box, and I see the hat.
Oh.
And just me, just huge pouty face to Eddie.
Yeah.
That was perfectly caught on camera, yeah. And I was just like, I'm gonna put this on, and I'm just like.
Well, no, when you first opened that box and it was the Pikachu hat, your face, whoa!
It was like Christmas Day.
I know.
So, Mommy, got me the pony!
Yeah, I mean, it's 18 minutes long, but it's not that bad. And you, in the very beginning, oh my god, you were turning your head so much. But after we actually started looking at stuff, it was much better.
Well, yeah.
You were all over.
I know,
the
right
place.
At the beginning,
in,
I was doing that,
minute.
And then I realized, oh wait, I should slow down.
Yeah,
slow down.
Well, I have. That's what happens when you put the camera on the guy with ADD. I go, oh look, oh yeah, hey, look over there.
Yeah.
So Comic Con.
Oh, so yeah, we're gonna be there. Oh, and there you go. We're gonna be there all weekend.
We're gonna be there.
We're gonna be streaming stuff almost all the time. We're going to have people play with us because that's what we want.
That's right.
Hopefully we have a working system before then. we got to figure out some of those other cable issues so we can play some console games. But we'll have a Steam machine, so we'll be good there.
Yeah, the Steam machine. Yeah, we'll try to figure out this.
You guys streaming your Magic the Gathering cards so you guys can play?
That's
and
right.
I can
Let's
watch.
Set up a table.
Oh.
Leave it
out there. I bought more cards today. I bought a Fat Pack and other boosters. And
nice.
Stuff. And Ross was really sad because I got a gold is a rare, a holographic legendary creature person. And Ross was really sad. He's like, I never get rare holographic cards.
Holographic cards?
Yeah.
Legit.
I got one common and one silver. I don't remember what the exact differences are, but I got three holographics in total. He's like, I never get that.
The only thing I'm worried about right now from our booth, because I'm expecting the pins to come in early this week, so we'll have that. But what occurred to me yesterday was that I don't know what we're going to do for a banner. Because we're not going to have a banner. I didn't even think about that until this weekend. So I don't know.
Just get construction paper, or not construction paper, but the, what is it called? Huge ass rolls of paper. I don't
know.
There's a name for
that,
it.
don't know.
Huge ass rolls of paper.
Normally, this is where you come in, Kelsey.
I can't remember what it's called. But whatever.
Oh, come on, autocorrect. Stop it.
And just make, paint your own banner or something.
Okay.
I don't think of the word.
Part of my hesitation with all that stuff is that I also don't know what our space looks like, really.
True.
So, Thursday, when I go and set up for
butcher
us.
Butcher paper. Thank you.
Butcher paper.
Yeah.
On Thursday, when I go and set stuff up, it's probably when I'm going to go, oh, man, we need A, B, and C. And I have 24 hours to do it. Let's do it.
Well, you can always give us a call or me a call. I'll help you.
Cool, cool.
Because I am not doing anything on Thursday or Wednesday.
Thursday's when they open up for that kind of stuff.
Tuesday, so. I am volunteering, so Tuesday I'm not available.
That's all right. I won't, again, the thing will probably happen until Thursday, until I see the space and what we can do with it. And I still got to figure out how we're going to set up all of our machines, honestly.
Okay.
So, once I have, well, that's going to be the main thing. After that is we can put in, you know, some aesthetics on top of that.
Yeah, well, let me know if you need help. I'm down.
So we'll be there. Come play with us. Some games, some magic, whatever else we got there. Talk to us. Listen to us. Join us.
Ask Chelsea. Ask Chris's wife, Chelsea, and see if she can do letters on her Cricut.
On her what?
Cricut. It's like a...
The phone company?
Printer. No. It's like a crafting tool. It's like a printer, embosser, cutter, whatever.
It's like a Swiss Army knife of, like, creative
exactly.
arts.
Exactly.
Belts and stuff, too, isn't it?
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff, and I'm pretty sure it probably has, like, you can cut, like, sticker laminated types of material on it, too, probably. So maybe we can hit her up and see if she'd be willing to help. I mean, I don't know how busy she is with school and other whatnot stuff, but...
Okay.
I wish I had a Cricut, but it's like $260.
I will have to do that at some point.
They're cool. One day.
Oh,
one day.
One last thing on Comic-Con. Yesterday, doing this whole lock-in thing, just before that, there was like a harvest festival on base, and there was a LARPing group there that me and Luke started like hitting up and talking to. So I'm going to try to get them on the podcast at some point to talk about their LARPing group. They meet every Sunday, apparently, at one of the parks here that is, I'm spacing on which park it is, but LARPing group.
Oh, LARP.
Oh, yeah.
I said LARPing, I was like...
Oh, no, LARPing.
Oh,
LARPing.
LARPing.
Like so I'm hoping, hoping to get him on the podcast. We'll probably meet him at TCC to kind of chat him up while we're there. So I don't think it was Reed Park. I would have remembered that. It was another random park.
I've always wanted to do a LARP at least once.
Well, maybe we should do it with them.
Of course. You have to do a LARP
just to try it at least once.
Just to be... but you have to, it, kind of like how you go to a rave, you have to be in the mood for it.
Right.
You have to be in the mood for LARPing.
I don't think that's the same, because I feel like once you grab glow sticks, you'll be in the mood.
Huh?
Once you grab glow sticks, you'll be in the mood, I think, for a rave.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, you have glow sticks.
Is it the glow sticks, or is it the, you know, or is it the ecstasy?
I think it's the glow sticks.
Okay.
Ecstasy kind of just makes you feel better for afterwards. I think the glow sticks will get you in.
Yeah, I've never actually done it, but...
Okay, just making sure you knew what it was.
Live action role play, everybody.
Okay, so the last thing that I want to talk about on today's podcast that I read about. Oh, you have something?
Well, yes. Well,
yours could be better than what I'm bringing up, so bring it up.
Well, mine's just because Final Fantasy people.
Nobody in here.
But I'm gonna you do yours real quick, I guess, because I gotta look up.
Okay. So did anybody else read that like statement from Sega about Sonic?
I did not.
So
what's going on?
Basically, they came out with a super official statement saying we are sorry for like, the last 10 years of Sonic games.
Oh my gosh!
like sorry, we really failed. We did really really bad. We're going to do better. Like it was so like huge. It was like 3 days straight of a Facebook feed where that was like a trending topic. Where Sonic is saying, I am sorry.
We don't talk about Sonic 06.
I don't know, because I haven't jumped into a Sonic game wholeheartedly since Sonic Adventure 2. And then that's pretty much
And what the hell is going on with Sonic Boom? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Like, really? They redesigned the characters. Like, freaking Knuckles is like... head and shoulders over everyone else now?
Wait, Knuckles is tall?
Yeah.
Knuckles is
tall? Now.
Why is Knuckles tall?
And he's oval.
Wait, what is this? Wait, and he's oval?
look up Sonic Boom. The new, like,
goodness,
the redesigned characters
no.
are so bad.
No, I don't want to look this up. I'm looking.
But
this
you are.
Up.
You're
but
doing it as you don't want
up.
To do.
I'm looking this up. I don't want to though.
I was like,
hold on.
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle was
Sonic.
That one was all right. I liked playing that one. I liked playing with the Chows and everything. That was fun. After that, they just went. They're gone. They're done.
It just stopped being kind of fun after that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I missed the cartoon.
Oh, okay, I know.
I did like
the Jaleel White.
Okay. I don't know that person, but I
that, missed, oh no, yes you do.
I missed.
You know who that
cartoon.
Is.
He's Urkel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Steve Urkel played.
When
Sonic.
I found out that that was the voice, so that. Many things clicked for me.
A
I was like,
character
oh.
named Admiral Beaverton.
The intro with the music and the scene was just really hilarious.
Decimated.
When I lived in Italy, I had one tape from that show, and I would just rewatch that one episode.
Oh, wow.
It was one episode. It was an episode where Sonic and Tails are chasing after a train that has a bunch of bombs for Robotnik, and they meet up with these bears in Doom buggies, or like, and they make the bears joke like 100 times during this episode, and I had no idea what that really meant until I came back stateside. But that was
yeah,
it.
Seriously, Knuckles is like freaking huge.
Yeah, right.
Does he even
like,
lift, bro?
Like, seriously, he's massive. He's just like, no, he is a head and shoulder taller than everybody else. But he's also freaking like built. Like,
yeah, they
like,
turned him into like
yeah.
Terry Crews.
But he's it's just terrible.
Yeah, no, just for me, Sonic just ended at Sonic Adventure. They tried to bring back the old side scrolling one and like Sonic Rush. I had that for the DS and it wasn't very good.
Oh, come on,
do you think Sonic was just a product of its time and we can't redo it?
No, I think if they, you know, do the right things, that's not the right.
Did they make him stupid? Did they make him stupid with his increased
yes,
height?
Yes,
they did. Actually,
yeah. They dumbed down his IQ very much.
They dumbed down his
so
IQ.
Like,
he used to be all like,
"I'm
attitude.
Knuckles, I beg." Ah,
no, that's Big the Cat,
huh?
That's Big the Cat.
What's Big the Cat?
It's another Sonic
Adventure.
Character, but
I'm Big the Cat.
Pretty much, but no,
terrible.
I think. They can't. They have the ability to make a good one. They keep dropping the ball. Like Sonic Boom was definitely the wrong direction to take.
They've always had that.
The whole thing where it's they're trying to incorporate 3D and 2D at the same time, like kind of like Super Paper Mario did, where it, like flipped and there was suddenly a Z axis. And
the game was a shit.
Yeah, they're trying to do that, but it's just not working. I think they can. I think they need to just.
They need to stick with one.
They need to look at the past 10 years and see what they did wrong.
Which is what apparently they did with this press release.
Right.
They're like, man.
Maybe we have a good Sonic game coming in the future.
But what
I
is a good
it.
Sonic game in our current
I don't
current,
trust
current
them
now?
Anymore.
There isn't any Sonic game currently that I would
No, forget
rave
that
about.
They can't do it anymore. Well, I'm not saying forget
well, was
that.
Was
it great because
been,
it was 2D?
Is there any Sonic game after Sonic 3 that's been good?
Sonic Adventure was kind of good.
Like I said, Sonic Adventure 2 was alright. Sonic Adventure was alright.
But why was Sonic Adventure good? Actually, now that I really think about it. Why did I care for that?
I don't know.
Because it didn't have nothing that I liked about from the original trilogy of games.
Yeah.
I think it was just because that was the first time we saw like voice acting with Sonic and like a spotlight.
It was bad.
And we're like, whoa, sweet. Something
we were
new.
Looking at it through rose-colored glasses.
I know, that's probably what it was. Because like... There was nothing better about Sonic, like Sonic 3, than like doing all the different challenges, unlocking all the stuff, getting supersonic, and blazing through everything. And
yeah, Sonic 3 was a masterpiece of those classic games. It really was. It just culminated to everything. Michael Jackson did the soundtrack. It was a beautiful
what?
Game.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
No!
Michael Jackson did
the soundtrack
for Sonic 3.
Well, there we go. That's what we've been missing.
But did you know there's a Sega game of Michael Jackson saving
yeah.
little girls?
Yes. That one I've actually seen. Skippers used to play that game.
Hilarious. And he goes, woo!
So, which game is creepier, that or Sneak King?
I don't
what?
Know what that one is.
Sneak King is the Burger King
the
game.
The Burger King game.
Oh, that's weird.
Where you're the king.
I'm going to go with that.
And you sneak around and hand people burgers.
That's
before they notice
really
you.
Strange.
Yeah, before they notice you.
That's
and that's what's wrong with America.
No, but it was an interesting game. My boyfriend in high school, he had it. And
Sneak
it
King.
It was really strange, but it was kind of funny.
All right, did you have your thing then?
Yeah, So I'm sure people have heard, you guys have heard Distant Worlds Final Fantasy, where they just, it's a big orchestra and all they play is
Final Fantasy music. Yes, I've heard of that. Yes.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
They're having a smaller, it's not as big as Distant World, because Distant World only comes to the US, like, I think every other year, and then it's in Europe and Japan and Asia. But anyways, a New World is, this one's called a New World Final Fantasy, and they are visiting Phoenix on November 20th for one day only. There's two showings at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., and the tickets are like $35 to $40, depending where you want to sit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be in Vegas, though.
I wanted to go to that so bad.
Yeah, it's at the Crescent Ballroom, so...
That would be so awesome.
And, yeah. So I've been excited. My best friend's going, so I've been.
And it's actually on a Friday, a day that people can go, like,
yeah,
Tuesday.
Normal people.
Everyone point and laugh at Heffley.
Yeah, stupid job. But, stupid money that I make all the time with my job.
Yeah.
it's still not enough, but.
I think it would be awesome to go to that.
That sounds fun. Yeah.
It would be awesome.
I'm going to be in Phoenix the week before.
She's local. Yeah. She's in. I think Scottsdale.
Lindsay Sterling.
I didn't know she was local.
I think she is.
I
didn't
know.
I'd be totally wrong, but I'm
I know she came
is.
To the TCC not too long ago.
Yeah,
but I didn't know
right
she was
after
local.
After my ear surgery, I was so sad I didn't get to go. But
I didn't realize Buck Cherry was
sure.
in town like 3 weeks ago.
Who's Lindsay Sterling?
She plays the violin. She does a lot of YouTube videos. She's pretty awesome at it.
We'll show you later.
We'll show you after the podcast.
She's pretty epic.
I think I know.
I think we've agreed no more videos on podcast.
Yeah, she.
No. We're gonna watch a video now. We're gonna watch in silence.
No, we're not.
At home.
No, we're not.
At home, watches the YouTube video with us.
Don't you worry, people at home. It's not happening.
Don't you worry.
She does a lot of stuff of like video games. Yeah, like she has a Skyrim like remix or whatever you want to call it, and.
She did a music video.
No, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. No, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
I get chills.
Has her own like music as well.
She's local.
But she does a lot of covers. I'm pretty sure. Let me look this up really quickly.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Well, she's looking that up. Anything? Anybody else have anything to plug?
Steampunk one, or I don't know how recent it is now. I don't know what she's done since then, but
The one that was all Western. That one was
Western
awesome.
Steampunk. She's playing violin against these like
outlaws,
and they were like playing electric guitar.
Oh, nice.
And she was. Fighting against them with violins.
That sounds
it was awesome.
Awesome.
That was an awesome video.
We need to find that and share it on the Facebook page,
okay,
I think.
So she was born in California, Santa Ana, which is actually where my mom used to live.
Santa Ana.
But I guess she lived in Gilbert, Arizona at age 16. So she attended Mesquite High School, and I don't know if she's still living in Arizona.
Oh, so.
But, I mean, she had lived here.
But she had upbringing here. At some
she
point.
Was local at one point,
like Emma Stone.
I don't know if she still is or not. But I just remember hearing that she had, and I don't know. I love her music. It's amazing.
All right,
so
we need to wrap up, guys.
All right, the open invitation for Bill Murray still stands. By the way, Bill
yes,
Murray.
Absolutely.
And Rosanna Pansina, those are my two faves.
Yes, for sure. I could totally agree with anybody coming on the show. It'd be great.
I still need to get Gina on the show.
Bill Murray, you need to listen to us and be invited to our show.
We should count how many times I've said Rosanna Pansino's name on this podcast. I swear.
We repeat stuff all the time on our podcast. It's okay.
Now, was I gone when the explanation of who she was is? I'm sorry.
Maybe.
She's a YouTuber that I watch who does baking, nerdy baking.
Oh, yeah. She explained this to us, remember?
Yeah.
Yes. No, now I remember.
Yeah. I think it was the second episode
really
we did without him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm?
So
she's really cute.
Yeah, because you asked me
really?
What I'm excited about, since I was not excited about lots of new games.
And
so
Miyamoto was on her show at one point.
Got, so.
Really?
Yeah, Miyamoto was on her show, right? That's the
what?
Same person? Miyamoto went on her show at one time?
Really?
Oh, the Nintendo guy? Yeah, he was on
nice.
Her show.
Nice. Shigeru Miyamoto.
And she's local?
She's in LA.
Oh.
So kind of close by-ish.
Yes.
Seven hours away.
She needs to come over to our like.
She's actually doing a book tour because her cookbook's coming out in November, and I'm sad she's not coming to
our little podcast over here.
I'm so sad.
That's a neighbor's
thing.
There's an open invitation for Shigeru Miyamoto as well.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
No, seriously.
Of course, if he was here.
I'm just saying too, yeah.
If he was here, I'd be
no,
like.
No, that's too big, guys. We would have big.
She had Neil deGrasse too on
what?
Her show.
She has some serious star power, that girl.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
She's had a few other people. like, she had somebody who helped with, like, decorations or something of, like, Star Trek people. Like, he made her, like, this eyepiece for a character, which I don't know
that's pretty
the name.
Cool. Oh, look it up. We should extend an invitation to the Mythbusters.
Just extend invitations to everybody. Anybody,
you get an invitation.
Everybody gets invitations. Any celebrity who would like to join us on our show could
just drop on by.
Just drop
knock.
On by.
We'll
Let
be
us
here.
Know.
Specifically Bill Murray.
Specifically Bill Murray, though. We would like to, I mean, subscribe to our show, obviously, but then...
Yeah. Subscribe, like, everything, all that good jazz. Let's
all that
go.
Good jazz. Comment, and then let us know that you're going to be on your way, celebrities.
We'll be waiting, Bill Murray.
Hit us up on Facebook. Look up Front Row Geeks. Instagram and Twitter, FRG_media. Streaming schedule's a little off right now, but
man,
for sure you can find it.
Schedule was off this
a little
week,
bit.
Wasn't it?
It's been off for like 3 weeks.
We got
like,
some technical issues on some spots.
Oh yeah, technical issues.
So Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday we still have active regular shows. So stick to those days, and you'll get something out of us.
You
the rest
get
of days.
Something. Well, we'll also be. Are we going to talk about our video series? Or are we going to?
Let's
well,
pilot
not,
it
not,
first.
Not
Let's
that.
Pilot it first, and then we'll. Then
okay,
we'll.
No more empty
not.
Promises.
No. I mean, not like our video series, but the one that we're.
That's
gonna
exactly
do.
What I'm saying. Let's
no,
make
no,
it
no,
first.
We are going to make it.
Until it's live.
Yeah.
Wait until it's out there, and then on the next podcast we'll talk about
we
it.
We spent a month promising that we were going to have like two pilots.
You know what? Hey, it's not my fault. I did all that I could.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying.
No one's mad. We're still doing the shows. It's still getting done. We're just
production.
We're just waiting on one more aspect to come together.
Wait
just
on the world to change.
Yes.
Waiting on the world to change. That's going to take forever.
All right. John Mayer's not allowed on a podcast.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Oh.
It's all right. No.
Turkey.
It's fine.
Wait, did you guys just do a high five to fist bump?
It's called a turkey.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a fist bump, but he high-fived.
Normally I go for the fist bump. I don't know why you high five.
So,
okay, we need to leave. Okay, everyone. Adios. See you at Tucson Comic Con.
Thanks for watching.
Come see us. Just kidding.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.